Meister Eckhart wrote, "Wisdom consists in doing the next thing you have to do, doing it with your whole heart, and finding delight in doing it." Loving God, as we race through this day, may we put our whole selves into what must be done so that it doesn't need to be redone. May we go to those we love and love them with our whole heart so completely that they know we are giving our whole selves to them. And may we find the delight that comes from completely being present with them in the hearing of your word this weekend. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the second. Senator from Clay. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 20th day, Wednesday.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move further reading and the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator.
The President, photographers from Gasconade County Republican have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guest. Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, on your right and my left, the doctor of the day from beautiful Potosi, Missouri, Dr. Terpstra. Dr. Terpstra is from the Guard, Missouri Guard, served in the Guard. He's retired, served overseas, deployed overseas as a doctor, and serves the community of Washington County, the surrounding area, and we're happy to have him up here today serving as the doctor of the day for the legislature.
Let's welcome the distinguished doctor of the day that we're so glad to have with us here. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 774, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the initiative and referendum process.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This just gives a lot of transparency to the initiative petition process. Thank you.
Senator from Lewis.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward, sir. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 775, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to notice before gubernatorial appointments.
Senator.
Yes, Mr. President. This bill just requires the governor's office to notify the legislature 30 days in advance of gubernatorial appointed positions on boards and commissions of the expiration of the terms. Thank you.
Introduction bill, Senator from the 8th.
I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 776, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to assessment of certain real property within certain airport boundaries.
Senator?
No explanation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will be ordered business of Senate bills on third reading.
Senate bills on third reading. Senate Bill 564, the Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 564 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 564 be read a third time and finally passed. Just to refresh the body's memory a little bit, this bill was perfected and printed yesterday. And what this act does, under the successful completion of a military motorcycle rider training course that meets or exceeds the Motorcycle Safety Foundation curriculum standards by an applicant who's an active member of the U.S. military forces, shall constitute an actual demonstration of the person's ability to exercise due care in the operation of a motorcycle or motor tricycle, and no further test shall be required to obtain licensure in Missouri. It's part of our effort to show that Missouri is a military-friendly state. We have a lot of troops at Fort Leonard Wood and Whiteman Air Force Base that this will affect, and I think it makes life a bit easier for them.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Phelps. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Hey, I was wondering, why is it that we need legislation to do this? I was just wondering why maybe you wouldn't have just worked with the department and maybe seen if you could just get this fixed with the department. I mean, why are you filing legislation?
That's a very good question. We worked very hard during the interim and all summer, all fall, to try to get this done in promulgation of rules rather than legislation, because I, like you, don't want to make more statute books, and it seems as though we weren't getting much response or much help, some promises here and there. So we went ahead and filed the legislation. That still brought nothing, and that's why we're where we're at today.
Really? So you, a sitting senator, went to the department responsible for this kind of stuff with a reasonable fix, something that, as you said, would help to make sure that Missouri is more military-friendly. And basically, I don't want to put any words in your mouth, but it seems as though you weren't able to get anywhere with them, and here we are having to make legislation for something that could have just been handled by rule.
I think that's a fair observation.
I think it would probably be good for all of us in this chamber to begin to take note of how these kind of things happen, and at least take note of it, don't you think?
I think that's true.
All right. Well, it's a very good piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
We're on motion of the Senator from Phelps. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none. Oh, Senator. Seeing none. Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close and renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps has moved that Senate Bill 564 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read. Call the roll.
Senate Bill 564, an act relating to the waiver of the motorcycle road skills test for members of the armed forces who have successfully completed certain military motorcycle rider training courses. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from the 13th votes aye. Senator from Boone votes aye. By your vote, 32 ayes, 0 no, you have passed, third read and finally passed Senate Bill 564. If there's no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate Bills for Perfection, the formal calendar.
Senate Bills for Perfection, formal calendar. Senate Bill 498,
Lewis.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 498 with the committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lewis. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President. I now move that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 498 be adopted.
Proceed, Senator. Would you like to explain the bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that allows the veterans organizations, veterans groups, which are actually formed under a 501c19, to enjoy the benefits of having thrift stores like the 501c3s.
We need to hold the conversation down so we can hear the Senator. Proceed, Senator.
This change was brought to me by Missouri Association of Veterans Organizations that in a lot of cases the 501c19s weren't being allowed to operate. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions. It's a very short bill.
Senator from Lewis has moved the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 498. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close.
Senator from Lewis has moved for the adoption of Senate Bill 498, Senate Committee Substitute. All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We've adopted the substitute, Senator from Lewis.
Then I now move that the Senate Bill number 498, as amended by the Senate Committee Substitute, be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You heard the motion of the Senator from Lewis. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close.
Senator from Lewis has moved that Senate Bill 498, as amended by the Senate Committee Substitute, be declared perfected and ordered printed. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared, perfected, and ordered, printed. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution number 20 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It will be so referred. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
You're on the order of business, reports of standing committees.
Senate is on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Recognize the senator from Howell. Senator from Howell is recognized for a report.
Mr. President, On the behalf of the senator from Howell, I have a report.
Please send it forward, Senator. When it arrives at the dais, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which is referred Senate Bill 591, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, on behalf of the Senator from Cape, your Committee on Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pensions, and Urban Affairs has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Please read the report, Madam Secretary.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pensions, and Urban Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 479, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 492 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Crowell, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Finance and Governmental Organization and Elections has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. When it arrives, Madam Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 465, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Senator, please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 611, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 485 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report. I'm sending it forward.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate that action on your part. When it gets to the dais, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 594, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 484, 477, and 606 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senate shall come to order. If you must converse, please go to the rear of the chamber. Please keep it down. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Education Committee has a report.
Senator, homework, please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 450, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 15, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Senate Concurrent Resolution 16 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator. Senator from the 23rd.
Most of you said that they'll help me get out of committee, they won't vote for it on the floor. It works.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
Are there messages from the House? There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the message from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1311, an act relating to tax incentives for technology business facilities and data storage centers. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1329, an act relating to motor vehicle registration, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
On the order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 738.
Senate Bill 738, an act relating to mountain lions.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 739.
Senate Bill 739, an act relating to administrative child support decisions.
Health and mental health. Senate Bill 740.
Senate Bill 740, an act relating to aviation.
Ways and means. Senate Bill 741.
Senate Bill 741, an act relating to independent audits of certain federal seizures by law enforcement agencies that use the federal forfeiture system.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 742.
Senate Bill 742, an act relating to the credentialing and payment of health care practitioners by health insurers.
Health, Senate Bill 743.
Senate Bill 743, an act relating to protective headgear for operation of motorcycles and motor tricycles.
Transportation, Senate Bill 744.
Senate Bill 744, an act relating to security within the state capitol.
General laws, Senate Bill 745.
Senate Bill 745, an act relating to alternatives to abortion agencies.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 746.
Senate Bill 746, an act relating to the extension of certain county taxes.
Jobs, Senate Bill 747.
Senate Bill 747, an act relating to the University of Missouri Board of Curators.
Financial and governmental org, Senate Bill 748.
Senate Bill 748, an act relating to the tax credit for wood energy procedures.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 749.
Senate Bill 749, an act relating to the protection of the religious beliefs and moral convictions of certain persons and entities.
Small Business, Senate Bill 750.
Senate Bill 750, an act relating to health care providers.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 751.
Senate Bill 751, an act relating to the length of the school day.
Education, Senate Bill 752.
Senate Bill 752, an act relating to a public-private partnership between the State Highways and Transportation Commission and a private partner to reconstruct an interstate highway as a toll facility.
Transportation, Senate Bill 753.
Senate Bill 753, an act relating to utility regulation.
Commerce, Senate Bill 754.
Senate Bill 754, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway.
Transportation, Senate Bill 755.
Senate Bill 755, an act relating to crimes involving institutions.
Senate Bill 755. Transportation is where Senate Bill 754 will be referred. Senate Bill 755.
Senate Bill 755, an act relating to crimes involving institutions.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 756.
Senate Bill 756, an act relating to retirement of education employees.
Veterans Affairs, Senate Bill 757.
Senate Bill 757, an act relating to limited licenses for funeral directing.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Bill 758.
Senate Bill 758, an act relating to child abuse and neglect.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 759.
Senate Bill 759, an act relating to renewable energy.
Commerce, Senate Bill 760.
Senate Bill 760, an act relating to hunting accidents.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 761.
Senate Bill 761, an act relating to trust protectors.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 762.
Senate Bill 762, an act relating to alternative educational procedures for charter schools.
Education, Senate Bill 763.
Senate Bill 763, an act relating to the release of a lien or encumbrance from a certificate of ownership.
Transportation, Senate Bill 764.
Senate Bill 764, an act relating to public records and meetings.
General laws, Senate Bill 765.
Senate Bill 765, an act relating to fees for garnishments.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 766.
Senate Bill 766, an act relating to the residential treatment agency tax credit.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 767.
Senate Bill 767, an act relating to Navy Cross special license plates.
Transportation, Senate Bill 768.
Senate Bill 768, an act relating to veterans treatment courts.
Veterans Affairs, Senate Bill 769.
Senate Bill 769, an act relating to Annie O'Meander Towers.
Commerce, Senate Bill 770.
Senate Bill 770, an act relating to the reporting requirements for area agencies on aging.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 771.
Senate Bill 771, an act relating to the duties and liabilities of ski area operators and skiers.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 772.
Senate Bill 772, an act relating to the Abortion-Inducing Drug Safety Act.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 773.
Senate Bill 773, an act relating to the time period for filing declarations for candidacy.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Joint Resolution 49.
Senate Joint Resolution 49, a joint resolution relating to providing religious conscience protections for individuals and organizations.
General laws.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
On the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 13th, 2012.
Heard the motion of the Senator from 23rd. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, February the 13th at 4 p.m.